about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing? Educate, they fabricate.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
I am on. Well, that's good news. Now the question is, are you on? Will our callers be able to reach me tonight? Yes, they will. I hope. Yes, indeed, they shall, right? Good. Well, we are awaiting our guest from Oslo. And he, of course, says that he is an ex-Illuminati man. The large skull and bones, 322, inside the Illuminati. And he, of course, we are told, yes, indeed, he's coming on just momentarily, has defected, so to speak, has left the Illuminati of Europe, of Italy. And his name is Leo Zagami. And hello, Leo, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Oh, hello, Leo. I'm glad that we finally were able to get together on the program here. I understand it's quite early in the morning where you are, is that right?
Yes, it's about 3-4 o'clock in the morning here.
And there's a lot about you, actually, if people search the web, the World Wide Web, and they Google your name, Leo Zagami, and my goodness, how many times does Illuminati come up? Quite a few, huh?
Yeah, it's a pretty busy topic these days.
Now, tell us, just to get started, because we have an initial commercial break coming up, but tell us about you and how you got involved in this this organization and how you managed to leave it.
Well, initially it was because of my family ties with this organization that I got involved, because for many generations, my family had been involved with the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the Knights of Malta, and for that reason, I got initially involved with becoming a Freemason, and then initiated in the elite of Freemasonry, those high-ranking Freemasons who get to become part of the Martinists, the Illuminati, and the Rosicrucian elite of the of what is the esoteric side of Freemasonry, connected also with the political and religious side of Freemasonry.
And so it was because of family ties that you initiated and became involved, right?
Yes, for family ties, as I said, I mean this connection which was for many generations in my family. I had also a very famous Freemason by the name of Cagliostro, the Count Cagliostro, which was also very famous for his involvement in the Illuminati 3 centuries ago. Mm-hmm. So this family connection brought them to believe I could be a good candidate for the high degrees of this system, whereby you have a pyramid in which you have the high degrees who are the only ones who really know what's going on.
Yes, that's very interesting. Boy, we'll have an interesting discussion as we go along for a bit tonight, and I trust that you can stay with us for a little time.
Yes.
Good.
Sure.
All right. We have our first break coming up, and then we'll have plenty of time to really talk and get into the discussion, and viewers, listeners may have some questions for you as well. Stay with me. Leo Zagami and the Illuminati. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Uncensored Radio Free America and our guest in just 3 minutes.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
So here you are now, Leo Zagami, and you are no longer, you say, affiliated with the Illuminati or any of its branches. Is that right?
Yes, I gave up on this affiliation last June when I finally left this situation because of my considering of the events, because I was at the moment in this Monte Carlo Lodge of the P2. The Monte Carlo Lodge is a very peculiar lodge in which they wanted to do things which I was starting to get very unhappy with. Mm-hmm. So I decided to leave and to eventually see if it was possible to leave this organization once and for all, because for the last 3 years I had attempted to leave various of branches of it. It's constituted of different branches. Mm-hmm. So I was I left the American branch of the OTO in already in autumn 2003, but it was very hard to leave, and I have no connections with the American Illuminati, even if you were here in Europe involved with other secret societies. Mm-hmm. At the end, the connection with the American Illuminati is always there. And I discovered that this was a pyramid in which we all belong to the same owners. So wherever you were positioned in this pyramid, the owners were always the same. And at that point, I decided to definitely leave, and because they wanted also for me to do something wrong towards the family of my wife. I had already become Muslim for the last 3 years.
You'd become what? A Muslim?
Yes.
You had converted to the Muslim religion?
Yes, I converted to the Muslim religion because I no longer believe the Catholic faith to be genuine in any way. And I discovered some new things about Jesus, the man, the messenger, the prophet, obviously, but not the God as wanted by the Council of Nicaea in 325 after Christ. In the Council of Nicaea, the Emperor Constantine, as we know, decided the fate of the Christian religion in a way that I didn't agree anymore. So I decided to become Muslim.
I see. Now, let's back up a little bit again, Leo. In terms of these organizations, these secret societies, these organizations that on the surface, you know, we'll never read about in the newspapers, we'll never see much about them, but we can dig now on the Internet and we can look at books and libraries and authors and people like yourself, and we know that in any of these groups, like whether it be La Cosa Nostra, whether it be the, you know, the secret societies of the Masons, the Freemasons, the Rosicrucians, and so forth, we usually hear about initiation rites and how does one actually become accepted into the organization. Did you go through such an ordeal?
Obviously, I had to go through many initiations in order to achieve my various degrees.
Many, many, you say. How many did you have to go through?
Well, countless. I mean,
really?
you have to understand, I stopped counting them when they became... I will have to check really back on my memory card to because of the count of them. Quite a few. You have to understand that I started with Freemasonry from a very early age. At 23, I entered the order of Prince Aliata di Monreale, which was an aristocratic Masonic order.
Yes. Yes.
Connected to the Scottish Rite.
Yep.
And then after that, I went to London, where I was initiated in the United Grand Lodge of England. But at the same time, I was also initiated into the Ordo Templi Orientis Tabula Rasa Lodge to become Lodge. Then it was Oasis at that time. Mm. And then I was also initiated in Italy in the Ordo Templi Orientis Fraternitas Hermetica Luciferiana, which was a peculiar branch of the OTO based in Bologna with Roberto Negrini. I went through various initiations with Nikolai Fritzwald in Oslo, Norway, to achieve the 3390 and 95 of the Memphis and Mizraim Rite of Freemasonry, which was the same degree with Garibaldi managed to achieve.
Yes.
And then I went through also the 33, as I said, degrees of Freemasonry, thanks to the Gran Loggia Unita Tradizionale, which is based also in Livorno, with the Grand Maestro Luigi Piazza, and then I also was present in the Grand Orient of Italy for many years with my work, because I was also in contact with eminent Masons from the Grand Orient of Italy, which I was working with, amongst them Vittorio Vanni, which was in the same lodge as Federico Fellini. Federico Fellini, the famous film director.
Yes, the film director, yeah.
He had a lodge of the Hermetica Miriam, therapeutic of Miriam, this brotherhood of Rosicrucian Brotherhood, which was founded by Kremers, Ciro Formisano, and was in that time very powerful, this lodge, which Federico Fellini was a member, because it had also counted amongst them famous Illuminati called Gustavo Roll, which has peculiar powers in his hands. So we can say also that there is a connection between the artistic world, the Illuminati world, the political world. In the higher degrees of certain rights, you are allowed to discuss politics, religion, while in the lower degrees you are not allowed to discuss such topics.
Now, what if you can tell us, what kind of strange and bizarre initiation rites did you have to go through? Can you talk about them?
Yeah, well, it's no problem. I mean, I can tell you that the OTO initiation rites, probably amongst the various initiations that I had to take, were the more spectacular because they were devised by Aleister Crowley, some of these rituals. So you had a lot of theatrical and occult esoteric part, which is also involving the possession, one that's really possessed by genies, especially when I went inside the Fraternitas Rosicruciana Antigua, which was of another friend of Crowley called Arnoldo Krumheller. I had to get the names of these demons on me for a period of time during the course of this initiation. Other initiations were instead not receiving forces, but were instead going through elaborate rituals where you are ask questions, and obviously you have to swear an oath you are threatened with a knife or a sword, and you have to basically say that you are obliged to the fraternity, like you are when you go through the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry, which you then reenact the death and rebirth of Hiram Abiff. Then when you go in the higher degrees of Freemasonry, you are meant to reenact Jesus Christ himself. You are meant to reenact in yourself, and to actually, you are made to believe that you are yourself Jesus Christ in this Rosicrucian initiation of the 18th degree of Freemasonry. Then you go through the 30th degree. These are the key degrees, because other degrees are just conferred and then not really given. Some degrees are instead conferred and you are made to practice a ritual around it. Some of them are just given on the sword and you are taught a lesson, showed how it is by theatrics on a stage, but not really doing it yourself. But there is different kinds of rituals. I mean, for example, when I was received in the as pontiff of the Illuminati in the 8th degree of the OTO, it was quite a surprise, because the ritual itself was quite pagan in nature, but the guy who was celebrating it was himself a Catholic priest.
Oh, yes, yes.
And so I found myself in front of a Catholic priest, and was quite a surprise. This, but it was quite a surprise because I wasn't yet connected to the higher mysteries in the way I was after the initiation. And then I understood the connection between the high colleges of Rosicrucianism, of Martinism, of OTO, with the relation they have with the Catholic Church, the secret relation they have with the Jesuits, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Did you know this Catholic priest prior to this meeting?
No, I didn't know this Catholic priest.
You never heard of him?
Mm-hmm. No, but then after I understood that he has he's part of the order, so he's in his daytime actually practicing around as also as a doctor. He was practicing as a doctor, as a psychiatrist, and also being a Catholic priest, but this was made public only to the people who were around him, because after they could accede to the Catholic world and the contacts he had with the Catholic world. He was working within also the military field. So this was one of the experiences, because, for example, I also was in contact with priests from a very early age, because I was made to participate to the initiations of the Knights of Malta from a very early age.
I see.
And the Knights of Malta is itself part of the Catholic. So you always have knowledge of Catholic priests being present also in Freemasonry. They are present. But obviously in the higher level, they are present in a also spiritual way, because they are working with these entities, these genies, these forces, these demonic forces from ancient Egypt that they seem to want to use for their black magic, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're up against the break. When we come back, I want to continue with this and ask you, how is it that you were able to leave, and what kind of life have you led since then? Have you been traced, tracked? Have you been harassed? Have you been threatened? All of these things we'd like to get into if we can. And sure. For shortness of time, we'll invite listeners to ask their questions as well. All right, stay with me. Our guest, Leo Zagami from Oslo right now, live on the program, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio, Free America.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back with ex Illuminati man Leo Zagami and the Illuminati Confessions. And what you've just related to us, Leo, is certainly giving me some chills down my spine. But you know, I'm really a novice to all of this. In one sense, I've been aware of it for over 30-something years, and read about the Illuminati, read Albert Pike, and read them all, you know, Verdi, and, you know, the Garibaldi, and Cavour, and all of these characters in Europe, and the history of them, and Richard Osborne's book, The Coming of World War III, and so forth. So I'm not a novice in that sense, but I've never been enticed to become involved in any sort of organization like this, or anything, even a lodge or a fraternal organization, and I just don't choose to be, you know? But I'm wondering, when you decided to leave, you sort of told us what made you make the decision. How long had you been a member of the Illuminati before you finally made your decision?
Over 10 years.
10 years,
I joined officially in 1993, and I started to get upset about the whole of how things were going around 2003, but I managed to really severe. All the ties I had with the organization only in June of last year. And this was after a meeting I had in Pisa, near Pisa, and one in Livorno at the beginning of June, and one in Monte Carlo, three meetings with various subjects, various characters, amongst them Commandante Giorgio Ugo Balestrieri, who is also the director of the Rotary Club in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he was my direct superior in giving me assistance and also orders for what I was supposed to do next. But the predecessor of Balestrieri, my superior, was Ezio Giunchiglia, who was the vice of Licio Gelli. And basically they wanted to me to become the next person in charge of this very powerful structure, which is the Executive Masonic Committee in Monte Carlo, which supervise over all the various Grand Lodges of Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have, and we had since 1999 already, a very big network of lodges and Grand Lodges which were under our control, practicing the Scottish Rite, the Memphis and Mizraim, the rectified Scottish Rite, emulation in the English Lodges. So quite, and both belonging to the United Grand Lodge of England fraternities, linked to the United Grand Lodge of England network, and the one linked to the Grand Orient of France, which are two different schools of Freemasonry.
So how does one like yourself, how do you decide one day that you're not going to be a part of this anymore? What do you do, submit a letter of resignation?
Well, my wife had a dream. She dreamt that Balestrieri was working with the Antichrist last May. She was pregnant, and, you know, pregnant women are particularly sensitive to things.
Uh-huh.
And I, at that moment, went down to Nice and then to Monte Carlo and then to Italy with these words she said to me that were particularly heavy, because I started to think about certain things and about certain connections. And I was starting to think that it was a threat, really, also to me to continue my operation within the Illuminati, because I was not agreeing really with what I was doing within the order. So sooner or later, if I didn't agree completely, I would have been subject to some punishment. So I
And what would that involve? What would the punishment involve, Leo?
But punishment usually involves an arrest. They arrest you very low. They arrest you, they torture you, they lock you up in mental asylums or wherever they want for weeks on end, or they can do whatever they want. They can lock you in a prison cell naked. As I said, they can get the police to torture you.
And they can't do that if you just leave them?
Well, they tried to do that. But
they've tried that?
Well, yes, they arrested me again, but then I started to expose them. I went to certain journalists from the alternative media who
okay.
helped me, amongst them Greg Szymanski, who is also
yeah.
the RBN network.
Right, right.
And I also had the possibility to expose further my whole case with a vast now number of alternative media speakers who have given me support. Thanks God, up until now, but I tell you that the threat started to become very hard. In the beginning of December,
mm-hmm.
the police
yeah.
arrived at my home,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to, and they threatened me if I didn't close my website, they would take my kids from me. And that also was a very challenging maneuver from these Illuminati, these people of conspiracy, mm-hmm. because they exposed themselves in
mm-hmm.
a way. And so my wife was totally supportive, and my family, and we managed to explain to, after we had to go through the child care, all these problems because of these people, and what they had been saying about me, that I was dangerous and all this.
So basically they tried to make you out like a nut, and they basically tarnished you and your reputation, so that very few people in the so-called mainstream media here in the United States and Europe, I assume, would then give credence to what you're saying. Is that essentially it?
Yes, well.
Okay. All right, we have to take a break, and when we come back, I want to open up the phone lines to people who might have a lot of questions, and I don't want to hog the forum with you, Leo. So we'll do that. We'll have people call and talk to you directly right on the program, right here on RBNLive.com. Boom, boom, boom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
We're back now in the second half hour of the program with our guest, Leon Zagami. And Illuminati Confessions is something that appears on the web. And you have, as you pointed out, your own website now, Leo. And what is the best way for people to come to your website and examine it for themselves now?
Well, log in www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it, and if you have any questions, there is an email, which is illuminati@webfriend.it, which you can contact me directly. And I expose all of the documents, most of the documents, in my website, though it's been very difficult to reset the whole website once they closed it down in America. We had to reset it and reopen it in Italy. So in Italy, things took a little bit of time, but now we have more or less all the original documents from the old website in the new website, which include also photos of me with various members of the Illuminati, which you can also after check out for yourself on the internet, like Julian Rees, who was my mentor in the United Grand Lodge of England, who wrote also now the book Bringing the Light to Freemasonry, which is very successful, or people like Lomailo Duquette, who is the Grand Secretary of the Ordo Templi Orientis in America, in the United States of America, and he's also 33-degree Scottish Rite Mason in California. Lomailo Duquette is the one who collaborates and writes the comments for the rituals of Aleister Crowley, who are published in the United States. So he's quite a senior character in the Illuminati.
Then, what about some of the big politicos, for instance, in Italy, and people like the former
Berlusconi
prime minister?
Berlusconi, for example, member of the P2, the lodge mm-hmm. which I belong to, mm-hmm. and Berlusconi. Then you have Cossiga, who is involved with the Sovereign Order of Military Order of Malta. Mm-hmm. And then you have Andreotti, who is involved with the Opus Dei. You have most of the Italian politicians who are in the Freemasons in various Grand Lodges. The most prominent are the Grand Orient of Italy, and the other one is called the Grand Lodge d'Italia di Palazzo Vitelleschi, Piazza del Gesù. And there are so many Italian politicians who are within the Freemasons and within the Illuminati, because it's an old Italian tradition. Secret societies in Italy, like La Carboneria, were behind the establishment, as you know, of the Italian nation.
You mean the Carabinieri?
The Carboneria, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as far as you mentioned, you know, some of the people like Fellini, for instance, in the entertainment field, the motion picture field, can you name any others in Italy? And there are many famous directors and producers like Zeffirelli and so forth.
Zeffirelli, for example, yes, who works also with Berlusconi. Yes, he's also been involved with the Freemasons and the Illuminati.
Now, how are these people involved? On different levels, different degrees?
Yes, different levels, different degrees. I mean, some of them have more esoteric interests,
right,
like
Fellini, exactly,
had more esoteric interests, while mm-hmm. other ones have more political interests, like Zeffirelli. Mm-hmm. So there is people who have different kinds of interests. They are addressed in different parts of the pyramid. They are all interconnected, though, and you have lodges specialized in actors, lodges in lawyers, lodges mm-hmm. of doctors, lodges mm-hmm. of bankers. Freemasonry has, in England, in Italy, everywhere in the world, capitalized over the fact that during the course of time, it had some very prominent Freemasons, some very famous ones.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, indeed. Indeed, I'm thinking of the composers and people during the Renaissance period, when these lodges were more open, they were more, at least we know more about them now.
And we know that even Isaac Newton was a Rosicrucian, an alchemist.
Who was that?
Isaac Newton.
Okay, yeah.
And we have obviously the whole of the founders of America, and mm-hmm. George Washington and mm-hmm. Benjamin Franklin, who was mm-hmm. also involved in the Hellfire Clubs.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
It was a pretty demonic affair, if we can say so, where they were doing satanic masses, black masses, uh-huh. and there is the worship of these ancient deities. The Book of the Dead is displayed, these ancient deities from Egypt, Set, Thoth, Horus, Isis. These are all part of the Illuminati beliefs.
The Illuminati beliefs
are connected to the Jesuits.
In direct opposition to the scriptures, which deals with the Book of Life, you see? The Book of Death, the Book of Life. And that is interesting. That's an interesting contrast with the scriptures, what they indicate. Let's take some calls, Leo. Are you ready to take some phone calls?
Sure.
All right. 1-800-313-9443 is our number here. And that's 800-313-9443. Who knows, we may get some calls from overseas tonight as well. But let's start off tonight with Jim in the state of Texas here, who's on the broadcast with Leo Zagami. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick. How you doing?
Hello.
Doing
right.
tonight?
This is right up your alley, Jim.
Yeah, this is right up my alley, because what you gentlemen have been describing tonight is exactly the situation that's been going on for thousands of years. These are nothing but Jewish organizations from the get-go, controlled from the top down, because you want to know, you want to talk about any organization, you ask, who do they report to, and who do they report to, and you work your way up. Somebody is a boss somewhere. And so when you talk about all these Freemasons and Illuminati...
Yeah, we used to report to Rothschild and Rockefeller in the movie.
Rothschild...
And the Warbirds and Schiffs and so forth.
Rockefeller, they report to the same people. So it doesn't matter what organization you're in, whether you're in the Jewish Neighborhood Betterment Association or the ADL, JDL, AIPAC... You could. There's a thousand organizations.
CIA, FBI. Huh?
I mean, we could go on for hours just naming the organization. But the point is, they all report to the same people. The same people control all of them.
It's a Zionist plot together with the Vatican. Most people don't understand that it's a mixed formation. This whole conspiracy is driven by the Zionist families together with the Vatican.
The Jews control the Vatican. They have since 1958. They control the Vatican, so it's the same organization.
Probably goes back a lot further than 1958.
And
but
just like they control Hagee and Robertson and LaHaye and just anybody you can name, they control. And if people don't understand that, then they have no idea of what's actually going on in the world.
Now,
they
Jim,
control
did you have
it
a,
all.
Did you have a specific question for Leo?
Well, no, because I'm just making some comments about exactly who controls what,
right.
And it's the same people. It doesn't matter what organizational name you give them. Mm-hmm. You could call them the third grade kindergarten benevolent association of B'nai B'rith, and it's the same group controlling them.
Or the school of Nostradamus, huh?
Absolutely, it's the same group controlling them. It doesn't matter who you mention. It all goes back to who do you report to? Who's your boss? And eventually, everybody's got a boss. Well, Rick, you don't really have a boss because you're operating more or less just gratis. And only people that don't have a boss is people that work gratis. You know, I don't work for anybody. I say what I think and I do what I think, and that's it. But there are very few of those around. So, but that's my main comment tonight is that this is nothing complicated about this because all you got to do is work your way up the line. You know, if you start off at General Motors for a guy working on the line, who's your boss, who's your boss, who's your boss, eventually you're going to get to the guy that calls the shots. That's my whole point.
Yes.
What happened? I don't hear any comment.
No, well, absolutely. I agree with part of what you said, but I also would like to reiterate that the Zionist families work together with the Vatican, and they don't... I mean, they're submitted also to the fact that they work within the black magical realm. You have to understand the black magical realm is very complicated and is made of evil elements who work with the black magical sources and entities that are far superior to mankind.
Absolutely, and you're right. But if the Vatican, for whatever reason, would ever tend to disagree with their boss, which is the Jews, then who do you think is going to win out in that argument?
Well, they are the older brothers, so I don't know.
I do know who's going to win out. The Jews are going to win out because they control them, just like they control Hagee and Robertson and everybody else.
I must say that obviously there is a link between the two organizations, the Zionists and the Jesuits, which is links that not many people have discussed, which I think need to be, because otherwise you tend to separate the conspiracy between either the Jesuits, or either the Zionists, or either the Jews on their own, which I think is wrong, because the Jews are not wrong as a religion or as a nation. I find them wrong as a nation on earth. They are wrong
as a bunch of criminals that insist on controlling everybody. And the Jesuits...
Yeah, but it is their minority of families that have been doing that since the time of Jesus. And I think that even Jesus himself found himself in front of certain families. Don't you agree?
You're absolutely right. But the point is that it always goes back to the same people. The same people are in control. You can go back 2,000 years.
If you go 2,000 years ago, the people in control were the Roman Empire, which now we can represent as the Vatican and America as a state, the United States of America, And then you have the Zionist families, the Jewish, obviously, heads, the big rabbis, which are using this black magic. This black magic is common to all the black magical sources in the world. They use it in a very avant-garde way because they have the technology directly from Egypt, the same technology they have kept it in their hands for thousands of years.
Yeah, well, who were the Pharisees and the Sanhedrins or whatever they were? Who were they? They were the same group.
Sure. I mean, we should definitely define, though, what are they worshipping, really?
And they came out of what they call the Whore of Babylon. Wasn't that the way they described it?
Well, definitely. You have a point on the fact that they come out of the black magic that was also in Babylon.
Right. That's where it originated. It was called the Whore of Babylon. That's where they originated.
Well,
what, 3-something BC? If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, hello. All right, I'm back. I got disconnected for a moment. I'm sorry. Okay, Jim, did you make your point now?
I guess I did. I had a nice conversation with him. I'm sorry you missed it.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you did then, and you probably agree more than disagree. I'm happy for that.
Well, we kind of agree on some, and we agree on the Whore of Babylon and where the Talmud came from. And,
yeah.
And the time and that it's it's the basis of the whole thing. But
sure,
you're already
sure.
Well aware of that, Rick. So
I've been aware of it for probably 40 years. All right, thank you,
okay.
Jim. I have to move along then to the next caller, and that is let's see, Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie. You're on the program.
Oh, hi, Rick, and hi. Leo. Well, I do take exception with a little bit on this discussion. I don't like to generalize any race. I don't find fault with the Jewish people. I do find fault with labor Zionism and the Zionists and the.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you in this point.
Absolutely. And most of the people of the world, American citizens, so forth, they're not into these secret societies. And the Illuminati, when it was set up, its control was through secrecy, and the enlightened or illuminated, any means to gain their ends is acceptable, whether this means lies, deceit, theft, murder, or war. And what we see going back to the 1700s, around 1776, there was a group, the Bavarian Illuminati, and with that group linked was the Rothschild family. And if you look at the Bilderberg organization, the Council on Foreign Relations, Barry Shamish, an Israeli investigative reporter, has written on the Sabbatean Jews from Turkey, or the Zionists that came out of that group, who object to the Ten Commandments, object to God, and these people worship Satan, basically. They're very pagan-oriented, and you mentioned the black magic, the link back to Egypt and so forth. But I guess my question, Leo, how does the Skull and Bones organization in the U.S. fit into the Illuminati? Would you say they are connected, the Skull and Bones group?
They received a charter officially from Germany in 1825. So they were they went to Germany to receive this knowledge directly from the Bavarian Illuminati.
Okay. Now, are you aware that all of our directors in the Central Intelligence Agencies, going back to its founding, have all been Skull and Bones members?
Yes, I know that, sure.
Okay.
The founding of the OSS itself comes out of the Skull and Bones.
Absolutely. Leo, you know what's going on in America. To me, those are the modern secret societies. But going back to the ties to the Illuminati and Knights Templar and the connection to, wasn't there a Muslim Ismaili sect?
Yes, the Essenes.
Yes. And did they predate the Bavarian Illuminati? Do they go way back in time?
Yes, they go back to the 8th century. They go back to the foundation of the Man of the Mountain, Hassani Sabbah, who founded this sect. But they are not considered by other Muslims as being regular Muslims. They are actually criticized by my current of Muslim Islam, of Islam, because they are considered to be quite violent, and they were made for killing Ashashins because they were also smoking ashish. That's where the names came from. They were people who were specifically made to kill, and they were made to kill for reasons of religion, and they came in contact with the Knights Templars at the time of their permanence in Jerusalem, and that's where they came in contact and they made the first deal. In fact, there is a long deal with the Shiites and the Vatican that goes back quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now in our country, unfortunately, we have such a controlled mainstream media tied back to the Council on Foreign Relations, which is connected to the Illuminati, and most people don't have a clue about who are our elected representatives. Many of our elected representatives in the country are Council on Foreign Relations members or Trilateral Commission members. They're behind the North American Union, the plot for a one-world government, or a regional government. But we seem to be so dumbed down. Now, in Europe, Leo, or in Italy, are the people more aware, would you say, of the Illuminati and its secret societies?
Well, in Italy, they have always been aware of secret societies. And I guess that in Europe, people have always been aware of these things. But the level of brainwashing in today's society is quite big, even here in Europe.
All right. Thank you, Ernie, for the call. Appreciate it. Better move along and go to our next callers after the break. And we'll be back with Leo Zagami, Illuminati Confessions. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders' political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, and I'm back now with our guest, Leo Zagami. And, Leo, you know, this reminds me of, you know, going back to my college and high school years, and I guess particularly college. I think of, you know, a guy who wrote the book, The Prince, you know, Il Principe.
Machiavelli.
Machiavelli, we hear about so much. And one of the famous quotes from his book was, chi è inutile è denoso, chi è denoso deve morire. You know what that means, right?
Sì, 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 certo.
All right. He who is useless is harmful, he who is harmful must die. Isn't that really one of the philosophies, really, of this super body of people, this secret society linkage going back to, really, to Jesus' times when he identified them?
Well, I identified them as being, a lot of them, corrupt by greed and power, but I didn't find that the doctrine or their basis in actually in what they were saying was actually true. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of fictional and a lot of myth, myth created by them. So
well,
they deal
in illusion. They deal in a false world, a false to substitute world, the world that is the opposite of the world that was created by God. And so naturally they're going to bring you the counterfeit. They're going to bring you the false, the dark side, right?
Absolutely. They're going to bring you to the dark side, and the elements from the dark side are these genes, these genies, these demons, these forces that they work for, because they enter the secret societies and get enslaved by these entities that give them these powers.
Right, right. Okay, let's take another call here from Carl, I believe, in Oklahoma. Is he on the line?
Carl. Hello, Rick.
Hello,
and Leo.
Carl. You're on the program. Hi.
Hello. Yeah, please bear with me. I have somewhat to say.
Sure.
What I'm going to say you will immediately disagree with.
That's all right. Well, we allow that. We're not here to just sound alike, you say.
Okay. Okay. The
Go ahead. Let's have it. Let's hear it.
The low-level secret society people are taught to worship and call on Jesus. The higher levels of those entities and organizations are taught and brought up to speed that Jesus is, in fact, Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
The deception has been on the whole world, Rick,
mm-hmm.
and we now see the shaking out and the tearing of the veil, and you're going to understand, each of you will, that Elijah is the Messiah.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, Healer Zeus, is in fact Lucifer.
I see.
Leo, you should know that if you've been at such
well,
a
yes,
high level.
Well, in Illuminati, we learn this. We learn this philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that we can all be Lucifer, we can all be demons, we can all open our channeling to Satan, we can all be servants of these entities. But if we master them, we master the real spirit of Jesus, which is the spirit of abnegation and the spirit that in those 40 days in the desert said no to those powers that were offered to him.
The 40 days in the desert is a reference to the 40 weeks of human gestation when you get off into the deeper meanings of the scriptures and the prophecies in the Bibles.
But the 40 days are also a practice that is done in the high level of the Illuminati.
Oh, certainly.
When you reach a certain degree of the Illuminati, you are asked to follow a 40-day of fasting in order to achieve communication with your holy guardian angel.
Did you listen to any of the talks that Malachi Martin gave on the Art Bell Network here a few years back?
No, unfortunately not. I didn't. I heard about him.
He made a statement one night that the Christians would have to go underground in order to survive. And he said the Christians don't realize who or what they're serving and what their religion is about.
Mm-hmm.
He said it means to submit to the knife. In other words, sacrifice yourself for the Lord God and angel. Gods are going to be destroyed. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11. And I suggest you read Mark chapter 9, verse 11.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that call, Carl. All right, we'll be back with the second hour in just 60 seconds. I'm Rick Adams. We'll return.
In Matthew